Last Sunday, I announced I was going to speak on reconciliation today. I spoke on sanctification last Sunday, an important word, talking about all of us are to be sanctifying ourselves because God has sanctified us. Jesus has sanctified us. The Holy Spirit has sanctified us. And the Word of God sanctifies us. And we're supposed to sanctify ourselves. And reconciliation was another important word I wanted to talk about. But then it dawned me it's Mother's Day today. So today I'm going to talk about what a mother is. What a mother is. And turn to the book of Proverbs, if you will. Proverbs chapter 31. And next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll talk about reconciliation. Excuse me. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll talk about reconciliation, which is a very important and a wonderful word. And I love to think about what God has did for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 31, two verses, 10 and 11, 10 through 12. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. What a great scripture. You know what? That's a picture of my mom. My mom was a wonderful person. And every aim of her life was to please my dad. She loved my dad. I can still see her now as we went down the road in that old 34 Chevrolet. She wouldn't sit on her side. She had to try to scrooch over there where he was at. And then he'd spit that chewing tobacco out, and the back window was down and hit me in the face. But I had a great mother. I wouldn't trade my mother for nothing. And I think about her every day. But when I see her back in my office with Dad in that picture, I just can't even look at them. I miss them. What a mother is. Let's think about it a little while today. Excuse me. It's been said that a mother's love is the nearest to the love of God. Don't you agree with that? Amen. A real mother's love is the nearest love to the love of God. Well, my mom loved her young'uns. Sometimes we thought she was going to kill us. But she said, I just love you. How many people have been moved to live right because of the love of their mother? Probably a many, many boy or man is because he loved his mother, it's caused him to live right. A mother is someone who is to be honored, Jesus said in Matthew 15:4. And I want to repeat that. Jesus said, a mother is someone to be honored. For God commanded, saying, honor thy mother. Oh, God has a high regard for a mother. Thank you, baby. This is God's highest regard for her because of her role in life. Folks, a mother has it rough. I'm talking about a godly mother, one that loves her children. She can have it hard. It's a mother who will mostly mold and influence her children for life. That's why I got on the sign out front. We need godly mothers, folks. We're desperate in this country for godly mothers. We got a lot of mothers, but they're not godly. A mother's been chosen by God to bring new life into the world and has given that responsibility to her to care for it. For 9 long months, she deals with morning sickness and doctor visits. During those 9 months, she becomes more uncomfortable. Amen, Megan? And as she gains weight and has to manage her work and protect the one she's carrying. A lot of women, they got a public job now, and they work right up almost to the time they go to have their child. In my day, my mother was out in the field, and I was almost born in the field, in the cotton patch, by the way. During those months, she's gaining weight, she's working, and she's looking forward to that little one. Before her child is born, she's busy planning, shopping, making items of clothing for her child. And if her first child is her, if it's her first child, she's going to be extra excited. And she's going to be selecting a name for it if it's a boy or girl. Nowadays, they know ahead of time what it's going to be. A bed or a crib must be secured and everything must be just right, right? When that day comes when her little baby arrives. After her child is born, there's 24 hours to care for it, to make sure all of its needs are met. I remember when Tammy was born, we put her crib right side of my side of the bed. And I stuck my hand through the crib and had her little hand in holding my finger. And that's the way I'd sleep at night sometimes. I still remember that so good. But she was right there, their side of us. Excuse my barking. I've been doing it for a month. A mother will protect her child like a mother bear her cubs. Better not mess with her children. Boy, I've seen the hair on the back of my mama's neck get up. Somebody gonna mistreat her children. A mom, a real mom, looks after her children. Nobody's gonna mess with them. Amen? So the mother's life has changed, and now it belongs to someone else. And for years to come, they will be spent caring for someone else who she thinks more important than she is. That's the role a mother takes, a real mom. Mom's going to be a nurse, a maid, a cook, a counselor, and a host of other people as she takes care of her little child. One thing about a little baby is they grow up too quick. Oh, at first we want them to grow, but now, Mama used to say, I wish they were back at my feet playing. Moms, do y'all know that a child is God's gift to you? You know, I believe today society don't know anything about that. That children are a gift from God. And children are not your children either. And I might need to say that twice to everyone in here. Children are not your children. They're all God's children. And God's holding you responsible to raise them up for Him. I know that's plain talk. God called me to preach plain. It's just like I keep preaching. Your body is not your body. Your body, God owns. The Bible says God owns everything. God's holding you responsible to manage your body. What you allow your body to be involved with. And that little child is God's child. That you are going to be held accountable to raise him up for the Lord, folks. I mean, whether you believe this or not, it's still true. And that's what's wrong this Mother's Day, May the 12th. That in our country, people forgot about there's a God they've got to stand before. And all these mothers killing their babies, people agreeing to have it done, you're going to be held accountable for murder by God. That was God's child you had murdered. Wasn't yours. The Bible says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every gift comes from God, folks. It is God who determines if a womb bears fruit. Did you know that? I read in the Bible about different women couldn't have children. And Sarah was 90 years old, and it's too late to have young'uns. God said, no, it's not. And she had a child at 90. And Abraham said, hallelujah! It's God who determines how many the womb will bear. Now, back in some of us that's in here, our days, people had larger families than they have today. And the generation before our generation, they had even larger family. In fact, Brother Russell, that used to come out here before he got so old and feeble like me, there was 17 of them in their family. So when they went out to the cotton field, they took the whole field, amen? It's God who determines the features and the sex of every child. By the way, there's not but two sexes. I know we got some educated people now, it's coming up more than two. They're just deceived, folks. That's of the devil. There's only a male and a female. It's God who is the giver of life. Only God gives life. He's the source of life. And he determines where we're born at, who we're born to. He's a sovereign God. He controls all that stuff. Does mothers realize the responsibility of raising their child for the Lord God? How many mothers, I wonder today in our country, think about their responsibility to raise their children up for the Lord? I bet if it was possible now that we would get in a big van or something and ride around the community, you'd be surprised at the children that never went to church today. They won't go next Sunday neither. Because moms and dads are failing in their responsibility, and they're going to raise up a generation of people that knows not the Lord and and makes our society even more ungodly. You cannot live right without Christ. We all need Christ. We're a race of sinners. Amen. All of us. Amen. And we all need the Word of God. Only this book here tells us how to be saved. And God saves us by His grace. We don't deserve to be saved. But He loves us so much. He made a plan of salvation for us. That He said, if you'll accept my Son that died in your place, I'll accept you. But if you don't accept His Son, He's not going to accept you, and you won't be in heaven. And folks, that's final. According to this book that I believe and been preaching about 50 years. Second Timothy 3:15 says, and thou from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Boy, God has did something marvelous. Only by believing in Jesus Christ, you can be made right with God and go to heaven when this life is over and never have another bad day in your life. And live forever. Why in the world would anyone not want that? Why? Because they're deceived by the devil. They're listening to the wrong voice. The best life a person will ever have is living for Jesus Christ. And it starts from a child up. That's what Timothy was, a child, when he heard the scriptures. Will mother be faithful to see that her child is taught the ways of the Lord? My mama never sent me to church. I don't ever remember mama sending us youngins to church. My mama and daddy, the first I remember was we went on the mule and wagon. And we'd go to church. Then daddy got an old car. And we'd go in that old car. Sometime we pushed it halfway there because the battery was dead, you know. But we went to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. When I was in the Army, I went to chapel. I've always gone to church. Nobody had ever told me you ought to go to church. I always knew to go to church, Brother Chavis. I was raised that way. I still remember in a card room class how warm and hungry my heart was when I heard that lesson taught. That's a good feeling, isn't it? Oh, I fell down and embarrassed myself and God many times, but I got saved. Amen? Amen. In Proverbs 22:6, train up a child. Child needs training. Needs discipline. Train up a child in the way he should go. Why? Because he's a little sinner. He needs to be told what's right. He needs to know about Jesus Christ. And he needs to see it in mom and daddy's lives. Being lived before him and her. I never heard my mom and daddy fussing when I was at home. I never heard my daddy or my mother use a bad word. Never. Not even once. Likely, mother will not only have the cares of her home, but she'll also be working a public job somewhere to help meet the many financial demands her family faces. That's usually the case with most families. When I was growing up, women weren't off somewhere in the office or somewhere. They were at home on the farm. Because this was a farming community. The women were at home. But you know where? What else? Those women were out in the field with their husbands and their families too. And about 11 o'clock, a woman would go to the house to fix something for dinner. And at 12, I could hear Mama, now us on the backside of the field. She'd holler, boy, that voice was the best voice I ever heard. It's dinner! Boy, and that old mule's ears would go do that. Time to go to the house. And that old mule would speed it up when he heard Mama. He was going to get to go to the barn. Get a break. One day, Mom's going to see her little young'un go to school. Maybe first to nursery. Then kindergarten. Back when I come along, we didn't have all that stuff. Then they'll go to the first grade. Then year by year, her child grows and advances to high school. Some now go to college. One morning, Mama wakes up and discovers her child's gone. That's a bad feeling. The one who's demanded so much of her time is slowly getting away. Is Mama ready for this? Danielle, you gonna be ready for it when they start leaving you? It's coming. Time goes on. Has she been a faithful mother, demonstrating what a parent should be, raising her child up to face this time of crisis, leaving home? Has she prepared them for a hostile world? Folks, this world's mean. You can't trust people, folks. It's worse now than, when I was growing up, there was a little bit of trust, but it's bad now. Has her spiritual training been emphasized in its importance in their life to help face life? That's part of Mom's job and Dad's job, preparing their child to face a hostile world. It seemed just like yesterday she was looking forward to their birth, and now suddenly they're leaving. Now instead of rejoicing, she's crying, pondering how her life is changing again, and she's going to miss them so much. And I reflect now on my mom. All of us children left home, and she and Dad was by herself, and it just got her, because she missed her children. Life will be lonely without them, and she'll wish they were playing around her feet again. Life can be cruel for a mother. Now she's aging, and the years of attending her child have left their mark on her. But she's proud of her child, and she wishes them a life of happiness. The wisdom writer said in Proverbs 31:28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Did you see in the bulletin that I put the note today, where the 9-year-old child killed its mother, murdered her? That's happening a lot nowadays. Here's a little thing I wrote about mothers. Mothers gave their hearts and life to raise their children and raise them right. Nights and days in stress they bow to the heavy load assigned them now. Not complaining, but pleading heart, God bless my children, she remarks. Give me strength and wisdom too to raise them up, Lord, for you. Her beauty fades and wrinkles appear with busy days and many years. Time slowly takes its toll. Mothers suddenly has grown old. Little feet have grown in size. A life's been shaped as mama guides. Heaven's gift, the very best, a godly mother God has blessed. This is the role God himself plans for mothers. It's not an easy life, but rather a demanding life. Someone has said about a mother is a protector, a disciplinarian, a friend. A mother is a selfless, loving human who must sacrifice many of her wants and needs for the wants and needs of their children. A mother works hard to make sure that their child is equipped with the knowledge, the skills, the abilities to make it as complete human being. Remember, the Bible tells us how Sarah loved Isaac. She was a woman that was 90 when she had her child. 90. No wonder she loved him. How Hannah loved Samuel. How Rebecca loved Jacob. How Elizabeth loved John. John the Baptist. How Mary loved Jesus. It's natural for a mother to love her children. Mothers, do you love your children? In our world today, that seems to have changed, though, doesn't it? The scripture says in the last days, natural affections would abound in 2 Timothy 3:3. How fitting. We didn't plan this, did we, Johnny? But you read it today. Isn't it amazing what the Spirit of God can do? What a passage of Scripture of how bad it's going to be in the last days, and we're seeing some of that now. Today, millions of babies are killed in their mother's womb. Many others are adopted, and some are taken and given to others to care for in foster homes. Unwanted children. Isn't that sad? If there's anything that'll hurt a person psychologically, be unwanted. To be rejected. That hurts, folks. Many mothers today are on drugs and waste their lives in clubs and bars rather than seeking the blessings of God through Jesus Christ. Too many mothers today see no need to take their children to church or teach them about the Lord. You know what I've heard many say? Well, let them make up their mind when they get older. Folks, that's a bad decision. The Bible says train them up yourself. It is not a priority with them taking children to church. And it's a great spiritual loss to the children, to society, and to God when mothers fail to raise their children up for the Lord. With a breakdown of the home in our society today by divorced children born out of wedlock and gay marriages, many children are suffering, and the psychological effects will trouble them all the days of their lives. While we honor mothers today, let's not forget to pray for them, because Satan is targeting the children. If Satan can destroy the home, he will destroy our country, and that is what is happening today. The home is split all to pieces today. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised, Proverbs 31:30 says. In the beginning, God told Adam, so God created Adam in his own image. In the image of God created he him, and male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it. And Adam knew his wife. She conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare again and bare Abel. Contrary to what some in our world today think, God only made male and female people. God only makes male and female people. There is no other sex. And it is determined by God before birth what sex each person will be. Interestingly, this morning I was listening to a TV program and that was the subject. There's some of these professors and these educated people that, they're all for this sex change stuff. They just don't know what they're dealing with. One is a male man and the other is a female woman. God made it that way. A man can't have a young'un, folks. Just what to get in your mind. And two men getting married, they're not going to have no children. And two women living together is not going to have any children. Not between them. But what they're doing today, they're taking somebody else's children and warping their minds. And this is blatant sin. And the judgment of God is on it. Just because a government can legalize it don't make it right with a holy God, folks. God determined the female would bear the children for the man. And God also said that Adam and Eve were man and wife before they had children. But one thing I want to say that I didn't say a while ago as we close today. That little child that mama's been raising, one day they come home and they say, Mom, I'm getting married. That's like a dart. You're one you love so much, cared for so much, and now they're saying, Mom, I'm getting married. They're going to start a home of their own. Well, that's God's plan. But it hurts, doesn't it? Would they be loved and cared for by their mate? They won't be with you anymore. I've just talked about what a mother is. She's important. She's important to God, who made mothers. She's important to her children. Let me tell you something. Mothers are important to our society. So today, church, you moms, God has high regard. He said for you to be honored. I would say to you today, live a life to honor the Lord. Continue to teach your children, your grandchildren, your greats. Some of you guys has got greats. Amen? Let's thank the Lord for our mothers. Let's thank the Lord for our mothers. Those of you that have one, love them. Love them. It was God that gave it her to you. May we pray together. Loving God, our Father, how did we thank you for a mom like we had? Oh, what a mom we had. Strong, spiritual, a hard worker, a caring person, smart. Oh, God, thank you for a mom that put us first. Put us first. Because she loved us more than she loved herself. We pray for more moms like that. We pray for your hand to be upon our mothers today. And as new moms come along, encourage them, challenge them, bless them, help them. And we'll just praise you, Lord. We need more godly moms in our country. Lord, we need a spiritual awakening in our country. Lord, our country has forgot about you, Lord. Our country's wandered away from you, Lord. Lord, send us a spiritual awakening. We desperately need it, oh Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. Oh God, thank you for the grace of God that through Jesus Christ, any soul, anywhere, can be cleansed from their sin, made a new person, and one day live forever in paradise with the eternal God. I pray and thank you in Jesus Christ's blessed and wonderful name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts today. Our altar is always open. If you don't know the Lord today, Lord wants to save you today. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm that sinner you died for. I want you to forgive me of my sin. I want you to forgive me.